I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Remember the Coneheads? Well, time for a sideways glance where we find a story that makes us do a double take. And this Conehead glance goes to a statue of the Duke of Wellington in Glasgow, Scotland. It can often be seen with an orange traffic cone on its head. Lawmakers in Glasgow had enough, though. They announced a plan to raise the statue to make it harder for pranksters to put a cone up there. That didn't sit well with Gavin Doig and Donna Yates. They were at the foot of the statue earlier when I chatted with them. Let's start with you, Gavin. How is the Duke of Wellington today? Cone or no cone?
The Duke of Wellington is sadly coneless today. I think the council must have been round at the weekend and deconed them in advance of the publicity.
And I gather you are surrounded by some cone protesters. Are they pro-cone or anti-cone?
Oh, all pro-cone, yeah. A number of the protesters do have cones on their heads to make up for Wellington's sad lack.
Right. Are you wearing a cone yourself?
Not just at the moment, no. I couldn't find a cone in time, unfortunately.
And just tell me, when did this tradition of placing an orange cone on the Duke's head begin?
It's something like 30 years ago now. So, I mean, the statue's had a cone on its head for about as long as I've been alive. You know, it's a well-established Glasgow tradition.
Gavin, can you pass me to your pro-cone colleague, Donna Yates, for a moment, please?
I certainly can. Here she is.
Hello there.
Hi, Donna Yates. I gather that you and Gavin Doig, with whom we just spoke, actually started a petition to save the Duke's cone.
We did indeed. It went extremely well. We closed it today when the council took down their planning application with about 10,600 signatures. So pretty good in under 24 hours.
Does that mean that you've succeeded, or are there still some questions?
There are indeed some questions. The council hasn't said that they're not going to raise the plinth. They've just taken down this application. We feel personally that raising the plinth is more dangerous than anything else because a high plinth will not stop a drunk Glaswegian and more people will just fall trying to access the statue if it's any higher.
Donna, you don't sound anything like Gavin does. Where are you from?
I lived in Boston for many years. I'm in Glasgow because I'm an academic. I study the protection of heritage at the University of Glasgow.
You study the protection of heritage?
Yeah.
So this seems like a pretty fitting little moment for you to be studying. What are you drawing from it?
I'm quite interested in the solidarity. How many people have come together over the cone? Just looking out over the crowd at the cone party, it's people of all ages, all races. Everybody can rally around modern cultural traditions like this.
And Glaswegians, I gather, aren't the only ones rallying around the cone. Your petition got people writing in to you from all over the globe.
Quite a few people from Wellington, New Zealand, which is interesting because this is a statue of Wellington. We got people from Belgium, where Wellington fought the Battle of Waterloo. So a lot of interesting places.
Donna, have you or Gavin ever put the cone on Wellington's head? Be truthful now.
I have not put the cone on Wellington's head, but who among us have not ended up with a cone on their head once or twice?
Donna Yates, along with Gavin Doig, they started a successful petition to keep the tradition of sticking a orange safety cone on the head of the statue of the Duke of Wellington in Glasgow. Donna, thank you, and thank Gavin on behalf of myself.
I will.